Most of the U.S. Midwest is still expecting to see relatively improved weather as we move forward through the next couple of weeks. And by improved, I'm talking about a little less frequent, less significant rainfall. And that's probably the most important part of the big picture for a big part of the region. It's been too wet here recently. And the change is going to help to support a better environment for crop maturation and eventual harvest progress. And that's probably the best news. But we do have two waves of precipitation that will be moving through the Midwest as we go forward through this first week of the outlook. The first wave will precede some cooler air that will be moving across the region here tomorrow into the weekend. We'll be looking at this first wave of rain beginning tonight into tomorrow across the western Corn Belt, and it will likely be in the eastern areas tomorrow into early Saturday. Most of the rainfall is expected to be light, but many areas across the Midwest will still see another risk of showers and thunderstorms during this period of time. There will be a few days of dry weather that will come in until the next round of cooler air starts to push into the Midwest, and we'll look for another round of precipitation early next week across parts of the region. Probably Monday and Tuesday in the western Corn Belt, we'll probably see some midweek rainfall in the eastern parts of the region as well. Most of the precipitation in both these precipitation events is expected to be mostly on the light side. I think there will be some potential for some moderate amounts of rain, but mostly in the lower parts of the Midwest. If we were to lump all of the rain together for the next 7 days, we'd go with amounts of 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch across a big part of the region, and there will be some potential for some 1 to 2 inch totals in scattered locations, mostly favoring the south. The other issue in the Midwest, of course, is the temperature bias. And first, we're going to be seeing some very warm conditions occurring across the region today. Today will be the warmest day we'll see probably for the next 10 days. We'll look for a lot of highs in the 80s and some lower 90s across a big part of the Midwest. And we'll expect cooler air to work its way from west to east across the region as we go from Friday into Saturday. Friday's afternoon temperatures may only be in the 60s and 70s in the western or northwestern half of the Midwest, while temperatures in the southeast half will probably still be rather warm, with certainly readings in the 80s likely again. The cooler air will overspread all of the region, though, as we move into Saturday afternoon, and the highs then will likely be confined mostly to the 70s across a big part of the region. Well, we will then expect to see a bit of a warming trend occur again across the Midwest as we move to the latter part of the weekend and early next week, temperatures getting back into the 70s and perhaps some 80s at that point in time. But, the big focus of market attention, it continues to be on the potential for a cold surge coming up across the U.S. Midwest next week. The latest model data has backed off tremendously on the impact on Midwest crop areas, and this change in today's forecast is definitely a better outlook. World Weather Incorporated, of course, never bought into the coldest air that was being advertised yesterday, and the forecast today suggests that only a risk of some frost might develop in the upper parts of the Midwest, but this is still a week to 10 days from now, and I would be very cautious still, even with that comment made, and we'll just need to continue to watch the situation rather closely. There is no risk of crop damaging cold in any part of the Midwest over the next 7 days. The coolest air will likely begin to influence the region as we get into the latter part of next week and the following weekend, and we'll start noticing some of this cooling taking place in Canada during the middle part of next week. In the meantime, our low temperatures across the Midwest will rarely be cooler than 40s and 50s, and that will occur mostly this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.